Boy, they tell you much that Gimel Kislev Tavshin Ayinches, Rabbi Shua Jacobson.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. The original idea for the shiur started with a story that my daughter told me. I have a teenage daughter who was at some sort of a Shabbos kumzitz. So you can imagine the scene, lots of young ladies clapping or singing, and the music got better and people joined in the singing and the clapping. And by the second or third song, they were in full swing, and my daughter joined in. And as we do in my house when we want to clap on Shabbos, she put her hands with a shinoi and she clapped like this. She went on, and as time went on, she started to look around the room just to get a sense for what was going on around her, and she noticed that she was the only one clapping with the shinoi. And she was not surrounded by girls who were oblivious to halacha, had no idea what halacha was. They came from families where halacha was important to them. And she sat there wondering about herself, why am I clapping like this and nobody else is? So after Shabbos, she gave me a call and she said to me basically in a nutshell, what's going on around here? Is this a chumra yaseira? Why are we doing this? So I was surprised as well, and I thought to myself, where did I get this from? I remember back in yeshiva, I was sitting with my rosh yeshivas, and that was how they did it. And I thought to myself, what's going on around here? Is this a chumra yaseira? The same question. So I thought, well, I need to look into it. I'd looked into it before, but nevertheless, thought maybe I'd overlooked what the issues were. So I opened my Shemira Shabbos, a good place to start, and there it says in chapter Tezayin, Halacha Mem Gimel, this is a rough translation, one should not clap their hands on Shabbos unless it is for the simcha of a mitzvah. It is allowed, however, if he claps his hands with the palm against the back of his other hand, like we do in my household. So I called back my daughter and said, rest assured, you're doing okay. You've got Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal telling you you're doing the right thing. But nevertheless, it troubled me that this particular halacha in Shemira Shabbos had such a bad mazel. Why was this, that we were makbid for this Shemira Shabbos and so many other people didn't seem very troubled by it? So, as Hashgacha Pratzis would have it, my kodel began learning Beya about, a year ago, and soon we came to this sugya on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, talking about clapping. So I decided, since the two things coincided, I would look into it a bit more carefully. And what started off as a simple halachic shai that we'll see became a very fascinating and unusual chiddush from a Tosfos, which is really a shir within the shir. But we'll begin with the halacha. So there the Mishnah says, in the fifth parak, Mishnah base, I'll quote it to you here, it says, Ve'elehem mishum shvus. These, the following are gezeiros derabbanan. Ve'loi oilem be'ilan. You shouldn't go up on a tree, but that's, you're going to break off the branch, maybe use it to hit a horse. Breaking off a branch is a problem here. You shouldn't go swimming in the water where you're going to build a raft. And you shouldn't clap with your hands, you shouldn't clap on your leg, and you shouldn't dance. So that's what the Mishnah says, talking about Yom Tov, but the same is true for Shabbos. And the Bar Tanura speaks out what we've just said. He says, why shouldn't you go swimming? He says, Gezeira Shema Yaseh Chavis Shel Shayotin, a special kind of a raft. It's machlokes how exactly you do this, but a specialist raft while you're in the water. Maybe you'll be worried for your safety and you'll build such a thing. Veloim Tapchim, who says, what's this? We explained clapping on your hand, clapping on your leg. And he says, why are these last three prohibited? Why can't you clap? Why can't you slap your leg? And why can't you dance? Gezeira Shema Yitakin Kli Shir. Maybe you'll come, in all the excitement, all the musical enjoyment, you'll come to fix a musical instrument. And Rashi explains there in the Gemara that this is going to include the Issa Duraisa, the Malacha of Tikkun Mana, fixing an instrument, fixing a keli on Shabbos. Fine. So these are gezeiros derabbanan, and yet we saw it, the Shemira Shabbos said something which was seemingly a very big kula. He says, even though it's an issur derabbanan, but you can be lenient in the case of a mitzvah, or if it's done with a shinui. Now that in itself is a bit surprising. If you have an issur derabbanan, we don't just say typically, well, for a mitzvah it's okay. It's a different. That's not what he's saying. He's saying be makel for a mitzvah, but it's an issur derabanan. Imagine there's a basar oif and milk, and someone serves you at a chasana, chas v'shalom. So you say, well, it's for a mitzvah. We wouldn't say an issur derabanan just be makel. So that's peculiar. And also a shinui, we wouldn't say, well, I'll do it in a strange way, and that'll matter an issur derabanan. It doesn't usually go like this. So the question we're going to address. One of the questions is how can we possibly be maker like that? So the other thing is the Mishnah Berurah mentions for dancing, the dancing and clapping seem to go together because it's the same concern. You'll come to fix a musical instrument. So for dancing, the same kula is mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. You can dance for Simchas Torah because it's to do with the mitzvah. Right? The second heter of doing dancing with a shinoi, like clapping with a shinoi, dancing with a shinoi, so I think we could probably say as a joke that the reason why there's no reason for the poskim to mention this is because if you were trying to dance with a shinoi, you would probably need to have a tzala on site, number one. And number two, I was thinking the way dancing is going at some of the modern chasanas, there's probably no shinoi you could come up with. And worse than that, whatever shinoi you would come up with would become the next dance anyway. So you're not going to gain anything. It won't stay a shinoi for long. But anyway, those are the two heterim. So now, the Gemara says, okay, we've got these Isurim Durabanin, but what is the basis to be Mekel? So the Gemara in Bayan Daf Lamed, Tosfos there, Divrei Maskil Tanan, where they start discussing why is this an unusual Isur Durabanin that we're more Mekel than others. So the Sugya there is talking about Mutiv Shiyu Shoigigim, which roughly means it's better that Klal Yisrael, if they're doing something and they're not going to abandon doing it, better that they should do it b'shoigeg than you should protest and turn them into mezidim by saying this is us, and they say, ah, forget you, we've always done this, we always do this. So I'll just read you the Gemara briefly. It says like this. Amalei Rava Bar Chanin Labayit Tanan Ein Metafkim. The Mishnah said, you can't clap, you can't slap your leg, you can't dance. Va'idna. But nowadays, in times of Gemara, Tekachazin and Da'avdon, we see that people do these. Haki v'loy amrinan lehu v'loy midi. And we don't stop them. We don't stop them from doing this at Rabbanan. So Gemara says, why is this? Hanach lehem Yisrael, mutav shiyushoging in v'ayu mezidim. Better that we shouldn't tell them to stop. They'll ignore us and they'll do it b'mezid. Rashi says, when does this apply? We can't just say every time you see people doing averas that they're not stopping, that we can just let them run. So he says, this is b'davar ha'gilo boy. Rashi says, v'lo yakziru behem. It's habituated, they won't stop. So in those cases, we say it's better that they should b'shogeg rather than they should do it in a way that they are going to be doing knowingly b'isser. Then Tosfos says a second reason why to be makel. Tosfos says, Rashi said, should be talking cliche. Maybe we're worried about you're going to fix a musical instrument, and this is very important. Mihu ledidan shari. For us, it's mutter. Why? Dafka be mayem, shai bekim lasos cliche. Dafka in the times of the Gemara where they knew how to fix musical instruments, shayek lemigzar. Then we could make this gazera. We're worried you're going to come to fix a musical instrument, so don't clap and don't dance. Aval didan ein anu bekim lasos cliche, veloy shayek lemigzar. We don't know how to make musical instruments. So, it's not shayach to make such a gezeira. Now, that is a very important tosis, and we're going to come back to it, because what he's just said, when the people in my kodal learned this, we almost fell off our chairs. And I'll explain why as the shir goes on. But that's the second reason, and both of these reasons are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Lamed Tes. It says there, says the Mechaber and the Ramah, he says, all of these gezeiros we mentioned, swimming and, clapping and dancing, he says, kol zeki yetzva asa. These are all asa, gezeiros shem yitakin klishir. Maybe you'll fix your musical instrument. But, he says, ulesapek kalachar yad mutter. But to do it in an unusual way, your hand on the back of your hand, that's okay. So really find the source for the Shemir Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah adds, why is that we do it nowadays? Because it's again the tzor mutav shiyushogigin. That's his first reason. That means they're basically doing something wrong, but they're not saying it's right, it's wrong, but nevertheless, better they should do it b'shogig. And then he says, v'yesh omrim, and he quotes this tzor of Tosfos, d'zman hazeh hakol shari. Some say it's completely mutter. De'ein anu bekiyim, b'siyas klishir. Like Tosfos said, we don't know how to fix musical instruments. We don't make them, we don't fix them. And he says, "Demilsa delashchichahu." People aren't going to come to do this. And because of this, we'll be mako. Fine. Sorry?
Tuning.
I don't think that's fixing. I don't know. I don't think that's fixing anything. But anyway, most of us don't own it, and most of us couldn't use it. But, you know, it's not. I don't know anybody who owns such a thing. There probably is somebody in the room who does. You have. Okay. For sure you do, but how many people know how to do such a thing? Okay, but let's say as far as Klal Yisrael goes, I agree with you. What you're saying is exactly right. That's what we're worried about. You're going to fix it, and that is exactly the concern. But the Ramah seems to be saying that nowadays very few of us play and know how to tune instruments. Especially if you think about the digital instruments that are coming out, all the more so, you never have to tune them. There's a profession of tuning pianos, which I was told is a dying industry, because nobody wants that anymore. I agree with you, you're right. People who play them would know how to tune them, but there are a mute of people who do it. I know a handful of people who play guitar and they do know how to do it, and you're right. So interestingly, the poskim say, like you're saying, that there are still people who know how to do this. But it seems we wouldn't make a gezeira for everybody because of a few expert individuals. The Mishnah Berurah says, we've just said two kulas, but the Mishnah Berurah isn't so excited about these kulas, and he says in Sifkat Nyod, it's not kedai to rely on these kulas, you shouldn't rely on this except if there's a mitzvah involved, except because of the svar of Hanach Lehem, that we're just going to leave them to do it b'shogeg rather than b'mezid. That's not exactly a great haskama for everybody from the Mishnah Berurah to say, well, yeah, it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah says it's allowed, but at the end he says either it's a mitzvah or because what can we do? We can't stop you. So the question is, what constitutes a mitzvah? That we're saying a mitzvah is allowed. So the Mishnah Berurah says to us that a nesuin, if you'd have a nesuin on Shabbos, so then that would not be good enough. Even though, what's greater than a wedding? So we said Simchas Torah is allowed, Kavodah Torah is allowed, but the Simcha of a nesuin is not enough. And the Shaar HaTzion later in Mishnah Berurah also says for Kiddush Levana, it's also not good enough. So I said a simple cheshbon to myself. There's no way that my daughter's kumzitz is gonna make it. That's what, however much reus you're creating between the girls and after echa kamoicha, whatever you're gonna throw in there, it's not gonna make it. Now, I know that people in the room are probably thinking, well, I've been to lots of shuls where people clap, and you know, I'm giving a one-sided version of things. And I think the basis for that approach is the Eshel Avraham. It's quoted in Dirshu, if you want to look it up, and in the same Mar Mokoim, where he says a very interesting svara why to allow it during davening. He says, how can it be that for our own simchas, I think he means on a weekday, that we would clap and dance, but for the service of Hashem, that we should do less? He says, Lashon Shelo Yomu Shulchan Shochah Mole V'Shol Rabchem Reikon. How come your table is full and your master's table is empty? And so he says that's why during davening you're allowed to clap. Now the question is, how far do you extend that? So I was speaking to a Hasidic Talmud Chacham, and he said to me, in the poskim they take it to different levels. Meaning, where do you end that? Do you extend it to the tish as well? Is the tish also considered avodas Hashem enough that you can clap by the tish? So I suppose you go to different tishim and you'll see. Some do and some don't. It's not for me really to comment. But nevertheless, that seems to be the makor for why people do it l'chadchila during davening. But of course, it can lead people to make a mistake and think that it's just completely mutter. I don't know that a kumzitz is going to cut it. I don't know if that even according to those poskim, that would be enough. Okay, the other interesting heter I saw is from the Shulchan Shlomo, which was quoted as saying that, hope nobody takes it personally, but the dancing we do is not really such exciting dancing. He says, if you walk around in a circle holding hands, says, that's not really dancing. It has to be a movement that dancers would use. If you can do some fancy moves, which I don't know, so that would be considered dancing. But to walk around in a circle, like sometimes on Ne'ilas HaChag, everybody in the shul walks around like a snake around the shul, it's not dancing. So you don't know. It seems if you want to rely on that, that would be okay. Now, I just want to point out all of this. I'm saying b'derech limud. I don't want anybody to walk out if you're thinking I'm trying to say halacha l'maisa. As I always give my disclaimer, just trying to open up the inyan for discussion. Okay. The other thing which I think is matzdik a lot of what we see. Rav Moshe writes at the end of one of his tshuvas about people dancing. He says, "V'chein roin anu shaharbe yureim v'shleimim merakdim b'shabbos v'yom tov." We see that many people who he describes as yureim and shleimim, that they dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he doesn't say, and they're making a mistake. He says, we see that the serious Ovdei Hashem are doing this, Talmidei Chachamim are doing this. So he leaves it with, there's definitely two schools of thought. Now, that's part Aleph of this year, right? The first part of this year. But if people were listening carefully, there was something which I think slipped below the radar here. People didn't get, I didn't see anybody fall off the chairs. I didn't see anybody, you know, start to shake or to throw the tables around. So I wonder if people really appreciated something we said here, which was actually quite shocking. Tosfos said something here, which several of us have said in Kollel, we didn't know what to do with ourselves when we read it. Let me read it to you one more time. This Tosfos, I think, is a Pella. And actually, Rav Moshe also, he asked on this, he says, this Tosfos is Tamua. It says like this, Tanan. So Tosfos says, Perush Rashi, Shema Yisak and Klishir, the concern is that you're going to fix a musical instrument. Umiyu, Lididan, Shari. For us, nowadays, times of Tosfos, Mutter. Why? V'dafka b'yameyem, Shai b'kiyam lasos Klishir, they who knew how to fix musical instruments, Shayak l'migzar, for them, the gezeira applied. Aval Lididan, Ein on a b'kiyam lasos Klishir, but for us, we don't know how to do it, below Shayak l'migzar, we can't make the gezeira. Now, I work sometimes in outreach seed, the equivalent of seed, and I sit there with people who are coming from very far away places in the Yiddishkeit, and they'll say to me, you know, some of these things, they don't seem like they fit so well with the modern world, and are you sure we really need to do this? Right? Can't we adapt Torah and mitzvahs a bit to the modern age? Now all of us, we say, what? What kind of a question is that? Adapt? Change the Torah? What would we say? How would you answer such a question? Doesn't change, right? Doesn't change, right? So I think that's what we'd say. We'd come with the teretz, no, Torah is eternal. The mitzvahs are eternal. Hashem gave them forever. The gezeiras that the Chachamim made, they weren't something that we can just dissolve and disregard. If the Chachamim made the Chachamim, they made something, it's there, it sticks around. We can't just change things. Tradition is tradition. We sit back in our chairs. We're very comfortable. We think we're not like these reformers. We're not like these modern thinkers. We're going to end up in making a terrible, terrible chorban out of things. We don't change. And in fact, we'd have very good basis, right? Because Rashi tells us that even if a Navi would come and tell us, the Psukim tell us, but Rashi explains, a Navi would come and tell you to change a mitzvah, well, he has a very tragic ending. He has Mises based in Devarim, and Yudches, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Rashi explains, Vahargu Oysa, we kill him. We're going to kill this Navi. He's a Navi. He wasn't just somebody coming along. And Vim Tomar, Rashi says, this is when he's telling you to do what will be in the future. That's when we'll kill him. We tell him to do some future act. He says, Rashi, no, there's more. We said that we already learned from a different Pasuk. He says, no, Kavar Nitztavu, that was already told. Ella, this Pasuk is coming to tell us, She'im ba lehadicha b'achas makola mitzvahs lo tishmalo. If he comes to change one single mitzvah, don't listen to him and kill him. Right? So it's very straightforward. The Torah doesn't change. Second of all, if a gezeira is made by the Chachamim, so what does the Mishnah in Adias tell us? It says you cannot remove it. Well, not quite. It doesn't say you can't remove it. It says like this. The Gemara in Beitzah quotes a phrase which we'll explain more in Adias. It says, Davar shebeminyan, v'kol davar shebeminyan, tzarech minyan achel hatiro. If you have a Beis Din or Gadol voting in a gezeira, you can't get rid of it until you get another Beis Din to take it away. So it's permanent, it's forever, unless another Beis Din decides to scrap it. What kind of Beis Din? Says the Mishnah in Adias, Shein Beis Din yochel levatol divrei Beis Din chavira ad shi agadol memenu b'chochma minyan. It has to be a basin which is greater in wisdom and in number. Haya gadol memenu b'chochma of aloi b'minyan. If it was greater in wisdom but not greater in number, no. B'minyan of aloi b'chochma, it's greater in number but it's not greater in wisdom. No, eino yochel levatel devarav ad shegadol memena b'chochmah u'minyan. You can't get rid of it until you have a greater beis din in chochmah u'minyan. Now that means, once you've got the times of the tanoim over, you would have thought there's nobody's going to be greater in chochmah. So therefore, it should be impossible to get rid of gezeiras. And if that's not good enough for you, there's a famous Vilna Gaon quoted by the Meshech Chochmah, in which he says that if the Chochmah gave you a reason for Gezeira, they gave you one tam, you should know that there remains hidden, la'alofim gedoilim v'ramim. There are thousands of reasons that they didn't tell you behind every Gezeira. And Rav Menashe Klein asks, as impressive as this Vilna Gaon is, there's a Gemara that says basically the same thing. So why the Vilna Gaon is more famous than Gemara, I can't explain. But he quotes a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. It says, "Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ma'idik Siv." It's a pasuk in Malachim, and the end of the pasuk says, "Vahi Shiroi Chamisha Va'Aleph." The pasuk says, and he's a Melamed. What's the limud from this? The Gemara says, "Shel Soifer Megazera of the Rabbanim." There are Chamisha Va'Aleph Tamim. There are over 1,000 reasons why they made their Gezeras. So now, We really were pretty comfortable in our chairs. We answered our seed partner. We told them, forget it, it's not going to change. The Torah is not going to change. A Navi wouldn't be believed. We've got 1,000 reasons behind every Gezeira. Forget it. You're not going to get any changes in the Torah. So, the only problem is Tosfos. Tosfos has just said to us, because things have changed, because we are no longer so musically capable, we don't know so how well to fix musical instruments, so now, the Bali Tosfos, which is after the Tanoim, after the Amoraim, hundreds and hundreds of years, says, times have changed, and it's time to allow us to clap, according to the Svara, to clap and to dance on Shabbos, because we can't fix musical instruments. What about the 1,000 reasons behind the Gezeira? It could be, but the pashtus is that most gezeiras we don't take on. They made it for a time, unless they tell us it was a Rosh Hashanah, then we don't assume. And Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos doesn't say that because the gezeira was made for a limited time. He says this gezeira doesn't apply to us. He doesn't say because it was made in that way. Now, if this doesn't make you uncomfortable, I'll try to make you more uncomfortable. Have you ever considered having a nice swim on Shabbos? Go for a nice swim, have a Shabbos pool if you've got the means. Well, the Noda Behuda says, according to Tosfos, that should come out to be allowed. Why? Because we said the problem with swimming is you may build a raft. The Noda Behuda says, we don't know how to build these rafts. Is there anybody here who was a Boy Scout? You're probably the only one in the whole room who could build such a raft, and I don't even know if you could do it. The rest of us, what do you say? That's not what the Mishnah said. I hear what you're asking. There could be additional problems of rechitza, but the Mishnah said that you would have a problem of building rafts. That's what we're concerned about. Seim Kain, it should come out according to Tosfos that you should be allowed to go for a nice swim on Shabbos because you're not going to build the raft. So he says this is not halacha. You should know everything I'm discussing now, we're not trying to get confused into where the halacha is coming out. We're discussing a svara in Tosfos. But he says, according to Tosfos, a svara, which he adds, which we're not soimich on, we should be allowed to go swimming on Shabbos. So now, this we'd love to open our oz for Hadar Gemoras and to see on the side of this Tosfos, Girsa Acheres, so we could pretend, put our hand over the Tosfos on that line and read the other Girsa, and we'll move on and we say, yeah, okay, there was such a Girsa in Tosfos, but that's not really his Shita. We don't need to be metapa with it, but in fact it is his Shita very clearly. I'll bring you some other rayas that this is what Tosfos holds. He says there's a different Gemara talking about, are Yidden allowed to bury, Rachman Letzlan, other Yidden on Yom Tov Sheni, Shogolius? So the Gemara says, Yom Tov Sheni Lagabi Meis, really we say it's Kechol Shavya Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said it's like a weekday. That means the Me'ikr Hadin, Yidden could bury Yidden second day Yom Tov as if it was a weekday, Afilu Megaz Leklima, even to prepare the clothing for them or to cut for them Hadassim, which was to make a pleasant smell. And Amar Ravina Ha'idna De'ika Chavrei Chayshinan. And then comes Ravina and says, but nowadays when we live amongst a nasty bunch of people called the Chavrai, we don't do this anymore. So the Gemara explains, who are these people? The Rashi explains, he says, Uma Roshosh Shahayu Bimei Parsiim. They used to force the Yidden to work on Yom Tov if they could. But the Yidden came up with the excuse. They said, we're sorry, we work for you other days, but we don't work on Yom Tov. So if they would see us burying the dead on Yom Tov on the second day, they'd say, aha, you're lying to us. We see that you do. You've got your shovel there. You've got whatever you need. You're cutting clothing. You're cutting down plants. You're lying to us, and you're going to have to work. So the Chachamim decided in that time we can't bury on the second day, because otherwise everybody will end up being forced to work on second day Yom Tov. So Tosfos says there again, Tosfos is Shita. That was at the times when there were these nasty people around, the Chavrai. But we don't live amongst them. So we don't need to worry about burying. We can bury on the second day of Yom Tov. And don't say that we need another Beis Din to allow this, meaning what we saw in Adias. Now that the Chashash has gone away, the reason has gone away, the Gezerah no longer applies. So we've got a second Tosfos telling us that when the Tam leaves, then the Gezerah leaves. And the Malbim, who we'll try to get to later, he says this opinion is not only Tosfos, it's also the Shita of the Rosh. So we've got two of the very big Ashkenaz Poskim, the great Poskim of the generations, telling us that when a Tam leaves, you may not need a Beis Din to get rid of the Gezerah. Now the question is, why in the world not? How can that? We've got Mishnayos telling us, it has to be Gadol B'Minyan, Gadol B'Chochma, and these Rishonim are telling us that it doesn't apply in certain cases. One other case, which we're going to discuss, is about Mayim Megulim. We've got uncovered waters, and Tosfos says there, similar idea. He says, when do we say the problem of drinking uncovered waters applies? That's because Shema Nachash Shosa Mehem. That's because a snake may come along and drink from them. But Achshav She'ein Nachashim Tzuyim Bineinu. We don't have any snakes near us. So Anish Shaisin Mehem. We drink from Eden Chachila. Even though it wasn't just some good idea, it wasn't just because of Sakana, it was voted in as a gezeira that you're not allowed to do it, and nevertheless we're allowed to do it because we don't live near the snakes. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, I think they're more makbid because there are more snakes. But okay, Tosfos was writing in his part of Western Europe, and there weren't snakes, so he says we don't have to worry about it. So this is a disclaimer that I hope nobody misses. If you're going to, you're going to drift off at any part of the shir, please don't drift off in this part of the shir. And that is, I want to make perfectly clear, the shaila of the seed partner is not this question. The seed partner is asking you, on a whim, for my convenience, can we dump some of the mitzvahs in the Torah? Can we dump some of the gezeiros derabbanan? And the answer is a resounding no. The answer to this question is no, absolutely not. Well, the Rishonim are not saying that. The Rishonim are saying, can the leading Rabbonim of a generation, as en masse, decide that the certain reason doesn't apply to a certain Gezerah, and because of that, maybe we could relax that Gezerah? That what seems to be closer to what Tosfos and the Rosh are suggesting under very specific circumstances. And certainly this is no base for any individual, even if you're a massive Talmud Chochem, to say as an individual, I think that the reason doesn't apply and therefore this Gezerah doesn't apply. That's not what we're saying. This is a question for the leaders of Klal Yisrael to decide. But nevertheless, I think it's still worthwhile hearing that there are changes to certain Gezerahs. Now, Tosfos and the Rosh are not the only opinion on the matter. The Rambam and the Ravid did totally disagree. And you see it because the Rambam more or less quotes this Gemara that we quoted before, verbatim, but then he adds a point for clarifying at the end, which shows that he just doesn't go with their way of thinking. So he says, if a Beis Din makes a takana and it's poshet called Yisrael, everybody starts doing whatever this gezeira is, and another Beis Din wants to mevatel the devarim, a rishonim, so what's the rules? Eino yochal ad shi agodol min a rishonim b'chochma minyan, just like the Mishnah said. And then he says the same tonight. It's not enough to be bigger in Chochmah or to be b'minyan. You have to be both. V'filu batal hatam, even if the reason has ceased, shebiglalo gozru, because of it they made the gezeira originally. Ein ha'achreinim yochaylim levatel ad shiyu gedoyle mehem. They cannot mevatel until they are greater than them. So the Rambam is saying clearly, I don't hold their exceptions. You have to have a greater minion to get rid of, even if the tam has gone away. The Ravid is cholek, but he's only cholek very partially. He says like this, Akasha and the Rambam from a case of bringing fruits to Yerushalayim. He says, we no longer have to bring fruits to beautify the shuks of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, and I think it's in Beitzah, that we don't have to do this anymore. And he says, we know that was a gezeira, and we know it was mevatled by a minion. He says, v'loy ha'yagodol k'rishonim, but they weren't as great as the original ones. That means the Ravid said, the possibility exists that you don't have to be as great. You still have to have one of the serious Sanhedrin, one of the serious Bate Dinim that's leading Klal Yisrael make the decision, but it doesn't have to be as great. But nobody is saying, like Tosfos and the Rosh seem to be saying, that once the reason goes, you can get rid of it. So now, I just want to bring out how far this goes, because I've given you three examples, or maybe four examples. We've said there's clapping and dancing, which we're trying to suggest maybe would become mutter, according to Tosfos, uncovered water as well. Burying the dead in Yom Tov Sheni, that's three cases. Meister Sheni, fruits in Yerushalayim, which was to beautify the shuks of Yerushalayim, that's four. But really, there's not just four unusual cases. There are actually quite a lot. In fact, there's some Sfarim, which I saw, which start to list more and more of them. I'll just tell you a few that we're probably familiar with. One is that nowadays, if you're doing Meister separations, it used to be you couldn't do Tov or Ra v'Ra al Tov. You had to use the same quality fruit for your Meister separations. Now, L'chadchila, the Mincha Shlomo says, you're allowed to do Ra al Tov, Tov al Ra. You're allowed to be, we say, Chitachas, Peteris, Sakri, if you have Truma. We used to have to give a 50th for the Truma Gedola. Now you can take a single grain of wheat and exempt yourself from the Truma obligation. Or if you want to redeem Hekdesh or Meister Sheni, it used to be you had to give the value to the Mikdash, and now you don't. You can give a very minuscule amount in order to get the Kedusha off. Another one is, the Birkas Avraham says, we no longer write the time on a get. Now, I don't know if that's the mice or not, but that's the case that Tosfos in Gittin says. Okay, so far so good. But you'll say to me, it's very interesting, but maybe this is historical. Maybe these were decisions for the Rishonim. At least the Rishonim, those were the ones to decide when to be Mekel and when not. But interestingly, if you look, in modern Sfarim, there's a similar question. There was a Takanas Ezra not to do laundry on Friday, right? And until recently, so women were around the world, or say recently, however long, 50 years ago, women were doing laundry by hand, and it was a big tircha, and it could schlep out, and you would end up not preparing for Shabbos properly because you're so busy doing laundry. Well, now, the way we do laundry is roughly like this. You take a handful of clothes, you put them in a machine, you push the button, put soap in as well, push the button, and you walk away to do whatever you're doing, right? To do a Shtayim Mikra. So, and that's it. You just did the laundry. And when it's finished, you pull it out. You know, you'd be really helpful. Take you 3 seconds, and you put it in the dryer, and you push the button. So the poskim say, how busy are you going to be from this that it's going to stop you from preparing for Shabbos? So there's a machlokes. Maybe we say, seeing how as Takanas Ezra was because when laundry was difficult to be done, we would be concerned you'd come out to not prepare for Shabbos properly, but that's not shayach to us. So anyway, it's a pilpul in the poskim, what exactly the halacha is. But you see, it's still a relevant shaila till today. It's not only the Rishonim and the Amorayim who had this kind of a debate, and it's really based on this, on these Tosfos and this, and the Sheets of the Rosh. What's the raya? Oh, so easy, right, okay. Right here. That was the same. Was that the same gezeira? Is that because of the dinim of Chol HaMoed? So, Only because we're a bit short on time, I'm gonna skip out certain protim in this. I just want to point out there are answers to some of these questions. Why were we makel? But I'd like to get to some of the more universal answers because there are case specific answers. The mashal, it says one of the reasons why we said chitachas pateres sakri. You could give a single bit of wheat to potter your whole silo full of wheat. They say because what will you do if you give a 50th? What will happen to your 50th of your wheat now? Where are you going to put it? It's got kedushas truma, so you're going to end up causing a kilkul by having truma sitting around. So in that sense, it's better to not give more. Meaning the gezerah was the gezerah, but they wouldn't have made the gezerah in a case where you're going to come to treat truma in a way that it's spoiled. So that's one answer why maybe that gezerah changed. And similarly, tov al ra, they say a similar svara, better that you give from the ra, because we're not worried so much about the truma being the best and the most, because what will happen to it? Another reason why exception may exist is if a mitzvah would have applied. The gezerah says don't bury people on Yom Tov Sheni, because we're worried about the chavarai coming to force us to work. Fine. What ends up happening? That a yid doesn't get buried. So now, if we have some way that we see the chavarai aren't around anymore, and we can get back to doing the mitzvah of kavura, so we'd rather do the kavura and say, in this case, the gezerah was halted when the sakana of the chavarai or the threats of the chavarai ended. But again, that's not going to answer that many cases. Even if you start applying these liberally, we've got lots and lots of cases to sort out. Another one they ask of that is if it's based on a mitzvah being done that we should release a gezerah, so then why don't we carry shofar, megillah, and lulav on Shabbos? There's a day that holds is no longer reshus harabim d'oraisa. Im kein, according to that opinion, what are you being gozer for? You can't come to carry in the reshus harabim. There is none. So let's let everybody fulfill the mitzvahs d'oraisa on Yom Tov that they should have done. So even on the answers, there's kashas. Another one about the water, we said sakana. They say the drinking of uncovered water. They say yeah, maybe because the ikar reason why is we worried people shouldn't be poisoned. That means it wasn't a typical gezerah. It was a sakana. So in order to strengthen people's concern about the danger, we made a gezerah. But once the sakana is removed, because we don't have any snakes around, the gezerah wasn't a gezerah as such. It was a gezerah to keep us far away from harm. Okay. I'm going to skip right to the end, because we're down to 3 minutes, and tell you two terutzim, one of the Malbim, and one of Rav Moshe, very much Bekitzer. This is the Lashon of the Malbim. He's talking about how many of these gezeiras are there. Just to show that I'm not exaggerating, this is his Lashon. But Kehena Harbe, there's lots of examples of cases where the tekanas were removed, the gezeiras were removed. Shedinim v'tekanas shebizman ha'shas nishtanu. They were made as tekanas and gezeiras in the times of Shas, but things have changed. Im batal etam, and they would have they changed with the reasoning going away. Vezula su yimsa lameos. We find hundreds of cases. Mashin ishtana bizman amoraim bizman akoidim, that the amoraim came and changed what was before them. This is the hundreds of examples of what the amoraim took away from the tanoim's takanas. So if so, he says the fizet tzarech lomar, because of this, to fit in with the salacha that you have to have a greater base. And how do we explain tzarech lomar zeloy amru de tzarech minyan acher lehetiroi? We don't say this klal rak hecha sheyadinan shesanhedri gedoy legazru hadavar b'minyan. The only time that rule applies, he says, is when you know the Sanhedrin hagadol made the takana. And most gemaras, it doesn't tell you that. Most Gezeiras Chachamim doesn't tell you this was made by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So Mamela, you've got a Pesach to explain many, many of these cases. Aval dinim acherim afal pi shehiksiku behem kol shelo yadanu shenigzor b'minyan. Anything else that we don't know that was made through the Sanhedrin HaGadol, ein tzarech minyan lahatiram. You do not need the beis din to release from them. Now, okay, again, people can't walk away from this thinking that means, well, we'll change it. He means the Gedolei Hador, they can decide. And that's like we're debating by laundry. It's for the Gedolim of the generation to decide whether the reason being taken away is enough to matter what would have otherwise been usher. It's for sure not for individuals to do. The last one I want to mention, we've got 1 minute left, is Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says in Chelek Beis and Orach Chaim and Siman Kuf, he says all of these rules that we said, that you all the dinim, you can't clap and you can't dance, Tosfos said in Beya Daf Lamed Shkosva Didan Shari, we are allowed to because we're not Bekiyim. He says, Hanei l'chore divrei Tosfos tamuim. The words of Tosfos are incredible. They're tamua. Afim neimashu b'meim hayu Bekiyim la'asos kli shir yosem mizvanazeh. Even if we say that in those days they were more expert than we are today, which he's leaving as a bit of a question, who says they did know more than us? But even if we'll say that, to ha'akol panam, since it was made in a minyan, even if the reason is gone, it was made in a minyan, you're not going to get rid of it so easy. Exactly as you said, there are people in the generation who do know how to fix musical instruments. So what does it mean that the reason has disappeared? There are people who fix musical instruments. Everybody plays a guitar, everybody plays a violin. They know how to do it. She'ain his batel ma shenesar. It has not become batel that what we're concerned about. There are people who, the violinist will start to fix his violin. So this is his answer. But nearly tonight, she'tam shuhud nekshava kezloi pashta gazera. He says, he rewrites history. He says, now that it was pashat in Klal Yisrael, that everybody would do this, whatever the gezeira was. He says, but now that the reason has gone away, it's as if it was not pashta a gezeira. It's as if it was a gezeira that never really took hold in our generation. And he says, af shekavar pashta b'meim, even though it was spreading out in their generations, aval kivan she'achshav nishtana, now it's changed nishtalka tam, because the reason has gone away. We disregard the fact that it was spread out in their times to all of Klal Yisrael. He says, and even though you'll say to me, very nice, the reason it shows that it never spread out, and I still need a base din to get rid of it, we know that every chacham in the world would agree to get rid of it because people are violating it. He's making an Anan Sahadi. We know that every chacham in the world now would not want this gezeira to continue. So it's as if they voted on it, as if there was a Sanhedrin, a Gadol, telling us that the gezeira no longer applies. Because who would vote against this? Which this is a pella. It's a pella to try to understand how do we decide that because we're doing something so wrong that it must be that the chachamim would have been oiker the gezeira. But that's what he writes. And he leaves it with a halachic statement. He says, this will be the answer to Shita Tosfos in the Ramah, that's why we're noig lahakel. This is the explanation of the Shita. And even though he's explained the Shita, he doesn't want you to leave feeling that he's saying, therefore it's completely great to do all these things to clap. Aval kivan shemechaber palig, since the mechaber argues on this, in the time of Tosfos ain't a borrow, not everybody agrees at all to what Tosfos is saying. Haya ruy lahachmir, Rav Moshe says it's proper to restrain yourself from clapping and dancing, the kol apachos lebal nefesh, for someone who is a bal nefesh, avadina hacha zinan shemekidim, but we do see people are makel, but he still says bal nefesh should be machmir. We should all be zoicha to be present with the girl tzedek b'mehera v'imeinu with amidst clapping and dancing. Yeah, you're right.